Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, learning Mishnah Ruin, Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Bey, Shin number 38. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Metzora, Shabbos HaGodol. And we continue now with discussing the specifics of how to actually make tzitzis. The Chavis says on the top of the page, Minin Chutei Had tzitzis b'chol konof is arba. It's arba k'ful m'shem shmoyna. The tzitzis that you put in the hole that we discussed previously, that the hole has to be in the right spot, that's called on the corner, al kanfei v'gdeihem. So now you're putting the strings through the hole. So it's four strings that you're putting through the hole, and then you have four on each side. Shehim Shmoina. V'imhoise if possible. If you put more than four strings, it's possible. Then what do? Yachtoich Rosh Yachut in Ha'arba. You cut the tops of the head of the four strings. Yischeveim V'konaf Yichpeleim V'oz Yishmoina. So it basically explains how you double them over. Explains the Mishmur Sif Katan Nun Ches in the top of Mishmur over there. Arbek Fulim. The Amrinim B'Gemara. Gemara tells us Gdil, the word Gdil means Shnai, means two. Gdilim is two times two. It's plural, right? So it's Gdilim is two plural, which is four. Perush. Iyavak Seviv, if we would have said the apostle Gdil, have a mash with Shtayim. So I would have thought it means two. That has a connotation of being two. Then gedil bepachas mishtayim. Now you don't have the word gedil less than two. Hashtech siv gedilim plural is arba mashma, means four. Because man shahoyet tcheles, hayu oisin shnayim et tcheles shnayim lelop milavin. Now when they had tcheles, they had two strings of tcheles and two strings of lavan. When they had tcheles, it was two and two, which is four, which is really eight, because of both sides of that one corner. Nowadays, lavan is in place of tcheles. You make four long strings out of white. Shem Shmoina, the four become eight. Achash yachnisim babegid v'yichpaleim. After you put them in the garment, you dull them over. Nechsib psil ke'em psilo shukafel. Because it says psil, just like a psilo, like the wick, is like doubled puzzle. But if you add more than the four, then it's an isra mishum d'kavar bebal toisif, because now you're transgressing the isra d'raisa bal toisif. The Gra agrees to the Baal Itir, says, no, that's not a problem about Toysef. That's not called Issa Dereis about Toysef if you add another string. When does the Gemara say it's possible? Is about Toysef, Dafka B'Shohesef, Min Acher Lachutim. Going Chuti Kanvah, so it's Semer Gefin. That's if you add a different type of material into the strings. So you added a cotton, another material of cotton in your four strings of wool. That's a baal toisef. So it's an interesting machlokes over here. The Gra brings from the Baal Itir that if you would add more strings than the four, just as long as it's the same min, the same wool species, it's not iser baal toisef. Others also agree that it would not be Baal Toysef if it's the same min, same species. If you already did it like this, and you can't fix it for whatever reason, you can wear it like this. But immediately when you have the opportunity to fix it, you should fix it, because there are other opinions that say it is Baal Toysef. However, If you detract, you don't put four, you put less than four strings, everyone will agree that it is possible. Siv Kotin Samach Aleph, he said, cut the heads of the strings. But Salaim Lechatchila Yachtech Kodim Sheikhtevein Bekonif. Lechatchila, really, you should cut them before you put them into the hole. The Yesh Lechotcham Bishinov Vlebisakin. So it's interesting over here.
Now why are you cutting them?
Well, because we're saying that you want to get both, you want to get eight. So you put the Yachtech Rosh Yachutin Ba'arba. So you want to get eight strings out of it.
Right.
So apparently they're not cut yet. So you're cutting because it's a very long string, so you're going to cut them 1, 2, 3, 4. That's exactly what it is. It's a very long string. And that one long string is going to be cut, and then you have your four strings, which are now eight. So now we're going to say lechatchila cut them before you put them in. But if you didn't, you could cut them afterwards as well.
Nothing like we do today.
No. We buy them, they're already precise, they're like almost exact, you know, symmetrical in the size and everything. But he says here, it's interesting, he brings here, don't cut them with a knife, rather cut them with your teeth.
Dentists would not like that.
Well, we're not actually in dentists now. so why not? What's wrong with a knife?
It's a knife is a form of violence.
Excellent. So that's what you're mechayim to the Machasis Shekel. Machasis Shekel says that the pasuk says son of Leim Barzel. Don't put metal by the mizbeach, because as Rav Nachman said that the metal is a form of violence. Comes from violence.
I built the base of Midash.
Well, Kain Yachter Chesachut and Mishina, cut it with your teeth. Hear this? How many teeth do you have?
32
teeth. I guess you know from the dentist, right? Okay.
Another
classes. Okay. Yeah. So a person, average person has 32 teeth. Lave. Okay. And there are 32 strings.
Really?
Correspond to the 32 strings. That's why you should specifically use your teeth. Now, the Maisa. There are those that are lenient. If you lamaisa really have to cut it, you could use, you know, it's a chumrah. It's not possible if you used your if you used the metal. There are some children's scissors they make. I was actually a few years ago looking for it for this reason. It's plastic. It's a sharp plastic, and you can cut it. Somehow it's like a safety thing for children. So you can look into that if you want to be machmir with this. Let's now continue with Sif Yud Gimel. On top of the page, Mechaber says, Yizor lachtoich roshi achutin lasois and shmoina koidim shiichroich. Be careful to cut the string and make it eight before you start the wrapping. Shim korach afilu chuya echot. Because if you do one chuli is the wrapping. Perish achilik shmeatzitzes shebein kesher lekesher. So the Ramon parenthesis here is defining what the word chuya means. It's the wrappings between the knots. In other words, you have the 7, 8, 11, 13, the counting that most have the meaning to do of following 7 wrappings, 8, 11, and 13. So he says here, make sure you cut the strings first, because you don't want to make a wrapping and then cut it. Now, what happens if you make a wrapping? You wrap it around the tzitzis. You take the long string that we just discussed, the shamash string, and you go around like we do it, and then you decide, okay, now I'm going to cut it. That's a problem. Because the tzitzis now was already made. It's tassel, and also the same problem we discussed earlier. Sif kotin samich beiz, yizoyer, ratzulayim, hashim avar, ve'aloi chotchon, koidim atachiva. Let's say you didn't cut it before you placed the string in the hole. Al-kopanim, yizor atu, koidim akricha. At the very least, make sure you cut it before you start the wrapping. Samach Gimel Chulyo. Now, this is very important here. He says, Chulyo, I was actually referring to the next line, Chulyo Echod, Afilu Shal Shosh Krichos. Even if it's just three Krichos, three wrappings. Vikasha, you tied it, you started a tying already before you cut it. So, Laimarim, also Chulyo, you made a Chulyo, Vigam Kashar. And you also made a kshira achar acholya after you made a knot, cholya and knot, afilo ra kesher echad, even one kesher. What's the afilo ra kesher echad? Well, when you tie something once, what happens many times? When you tie something once, it opens up. When you tie it twice, right, it stays tied, right? So even though he says here, if you only tie it once, it's still already considered to be major kesher. So once you made your kesher, then you have a problem with tasa of lamina osui, because you already made your tzitzis. Now you're going to cut it afterwards. That's a problem. Right. This was an important point here. You already fulfill your daraisa of making tzitzis with one kesher. So that's why you have to make sure you also say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis when you make your tzitzis. Even if you didn't make
the kasher, which is near the corner, or near the corner,
which is possible. If you didn't make the kasher, which is after the chulio, even though you made the kasher rishoyin, the first kasher before the chulio, look, nigmar adayin, I see as a tzitzis. The b'lei kasher achulio ain't a miskayim klal vein kan gedil. Okay, yochel achter chachuta. So he says like this: there are two knots we're discussing here with one wrapping. You make one knot, you make a knot, and then the chulio, the wrapping. But unless you make that second knot afterwards, is that wrapping going to stay there? When we say the wrapping, when you go around all the tzitzis, the answer is no.
Even with two, it loosens up.
Even with two, you need to have not wrapping knot. Without that second knot, it's going to open up. And like you're saying, you need that second one. But the mice, at the very least, you need that second knot after the chulia. So let's read that again. Even though you made the first knot before the wrapping, the tzitzis was not completed in the process of making it. The b'loya kesher hachulyo ain't miskayim klal v'ain kan gedil. Because without the second kesher, the b'loya kesher hachulyo, the kesher on the chulyo, that chulyo will not remain, and you don't have a gedil. It says gedilim ta'asalof. You have to make gedilim. You don't have a gedil. Gedil are the strings. It's not called gedilim ta'asalof. You have to have not wrapping knot. What's nafkinyan to us? Because if you didn't make that second chulio, the second kesher, you can still cut the string. And it's not a problem with tasim on the osui. That's what's negel ma'isa to us. Now v'yesh machmir, and those are machmir. And this is the oilas tamid, and the levush, and the magen avram. You should be machmer and make sure it's cut before this. Beda, the mashe kosav, kesher echad. This that he says kesher echad. In other words, he says that you when you make one kesher, that's already a problem. What's the loyma meha chamisha ksharim? Shemagino lasses of the five ksharim that you're accustomed to make. Alim haya shtei pa'avim azeh agav zeh. But if you have two knots, like two on each other, right, which is 10, as we'll see later on, the balav achi la mikri kesher she'enim iskayim. So without this, without the double knot, it's not going to last. But he says here, the balav achi la mikri kesher, it's not called a kesher if you don't have the one on top of another, because it's not going to be a kesher, which is going to be miskayim. Okay. Siv yud dalit.
Question?
Yes, question. So I believe that's his point, the last line, that when you say not, it means the two knots, which accomplishes the goal of one knot.
Right.
Right, because you want it to stay. You know, and the truth is, we know how many times we look at our tzitzis, and we see the top of the two, what happens to it? It starts to open.
Exactly.
Right? The bottom of the two stays closed. But if you have the top of the two that opens, and you don't, let's say, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and tighten it, eventually that opens up. You know what happens next? Next one starts to open up.
Yeah.
You know what happens next? The chulio start up with it. The wrapping start up with it. And before you catch it, everything starts unwinding. Like I told you, my little child, my little son, he comes to me like, I said, why is it just dragging so much on the ground like this? And all those wrappings started opening up. That's exactly what happened. Okay. Sif Yud Dalet. Yikach arba chutim mitzad zeh v'arba chutim mitzad zeh v'yikshu shnei pom zeh al gav zeh. Okay, so now you're going to take four strings on one side, four strings on the other side, and you're going to tie the four, and you want to make sure you have four on one side and four on the other side. And the reason for this is because if one of them rips, you'll know you still have string on the other side. So one of the ways to do this, if you're making your own tzitzis, is you take the four strings, you go through the hole, and then what you do is you take one side of the four and you make a slip knot. Make a slip knot or make a bow on the string. Is that clear what I'm saying? You take your...
So it doesn't come back through?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to take... Here, for those listening to audio, I'm taking four strings. I'm making a slip knot. Yeah. And now I know when I'm going to do my wrappings around, right? So I'm not going to confuse which sides the four are on. And then when one of the strings rip, if one of the strings rip, I should say, not when, but if, I know that I have a string on the other side that is the correct, it belongs to the other side.
One complete.
One complete. That's the point. I have one complete. Okay?
You don't have to use a slip knot, right?
No. I was just giving you an idea.
When I'm done,
I
just put a bulldog paper clip.
Yeah, anything works. Yeah, there's no halakha slip knot. You could put a rubber band on it. You know, whatever works, you know.
Yeah. Hook it on something else so you keep track of it.
Right. Those black ones you're talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah. So he says here, let's back in top. He says, Yikach arachutim mitzad zev, arachutim mitzad zev. You take four on each side. V'yikshu shnei pa'amim zeh agav zeh. And then you tie twice, right? You tie twice. V'achakach yichroich chut ha'aruch. Then you take the long string, saviv ashiva, ktsas krichos. Then you make the seven krichos, seven wrappings. The koish shnei pavim, they make two more knots, right? Zeh agav zeh, v'chayz v'koich, and you wrap again. V'chein yase ad shiyashin v'chamesh ksharim kfulim v'arba avirim b'neihem, v'leihem krichos. And you complete this process until you have five sets of knots, which is really 10, right? Chamesh ksharim, which is kfulim, doubled, okay, which correspond to the Aseres Hadibros, okay? And you have four in-betweens, four wrappings in-betweens. Okay? So he says, Ein shir lekrichis, rak shiu kol karuch v'ksharim reichav arba gudlim v'ha'anav shmoyna gudlim. He says, there's no length for the krichis of the wrappings. Just as long as rakshiyu, all the wrappings, the karuch v'ksharim, it should be arba gudlim, the strings should be hanging down four gudlim, the ha'anof, and then the straight strings, shmoyna gudlim. The Ramah says, v'im herich atzitzis yire sheshli shusoi, if you have longer tzitzis, you should make sure the knots are a third of the length of the tzitzis, and the two-thirds are the actual strings themselves. Okay, so the knot should be a third if you have longer strings, if you want to make it longer. And the smooth without the wrapping should be two-thirds. Then he says, Noigin lichreich ba'ave rishon shevek richeis, ova sheni teisha, ova shlishi achas esrei, v'rvi shloish esrei. Sho'elam kulum arboim, kiminon Hashem echad, sho'elam shloishim v'teisha. V'im Hashem, heim arboim. So the Mechaber says, the calculation here is not like what we do. He says the calculation should be to wrap seven first, and then 9, and then the third one, 11, and then the fourth one, 13. It comes up to add it all up to 40 with Kimin and Hashem Echor Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Which comes out to 39 with V'im Hashem, with Hashem's name, right? That's 40. However, then he says further, Nogul Asa is B'Soif Kol Chut Kesher G'dei Shiyamay B'Shizir Asay. Then the Mechaber concludes, it says it's appropriate to make a knot at the end of every, at the end of every Nogul Asa is B'Soif Kol Chut, every string, a knot. So it should stay Shazer, stay double tied together. Right? The Shazer means to twist it together. However, we saw earlier that the Ramah said to do this, and the Mishnah Rura disagreed. This is back in Simin Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Ches, on the Mechaber and Ramah and Sif Gimel. The Ramah said, "L'chadchilo toif l'ikshar achut l'mato," and then he says, "K'le kamon esif yudalit," right? And that's where you are right now in sif yudalit. Now in the bottom, by back there in sif kon yudches, he says, "V'yeshem da'adar v'yoyse toif shaloy l'ikshar." Better not to make those knots. And then he says, "Nochal l'chadchilo nochal l'hachmir imhem shazur yafev," is twisted well. It's not so common that they start fraying. So we said over there, it's better not to make those knots at the end of the tzitzis. And one of the reasons we said, not because of Baal Taisa, but you don't want to add on to the amount of knots you have in your tzitzis. You're supposed to have the certain amount that we have, the calculation with the cheshbon, the 10 knots, and not to have another 8, to have 18 knots. You tell me, 18 is high. High is a good number for Jews. Okay, fine. But still, we say not to add on. That's the Mishmur brings over there. Let's take a look.
It's better to let it fray.
Well, what I would say is it's not that it's better to let it fray. There are ways of doing, of taking care of that. I see some people, what they do is a drop of glue. You put a drop of glue at the tip.
Of each one?
Of each one. And then you put a drop of, you take Elmer's glue, a little drop. But first make sure it's dry before you either wear it. Yeah. I mean, just a practical point. I'm saying, to do this when you're not wearing it. You don't want to get off your pants. You walk around with white glue on your pants.
Some people put a drop at the first knot, too, so it doesn't unravel.
Yeah, I've heard about that also. Right, right. I will say, it's just, you know that they make those little bottles of ink for tefillin, right? Those black ink, right? So someone showed me that they make the little bottle like that of like, it's like a glue for the tzitzis. Just make sure you don't make a mistake and use the wrong bottle for the wrong thing. Okay? You don't want to be putting the glue on the tefillin and the black on the tzitzis. Okay. Now, let's see a little. We have some time here inside in Sif Kot and Samechei. So we said you're taking the four strings and you're making the Kri Chayis, Ritzalayim, and Leminin HaKri Chayis. From the letter of the law, the amount of wrappings and the knots, they will not affect your status of the kashrus of your tzitzis. I have to tell you, this is, I don't get a lot of tzitzis questions, but of the tzitzis questions that I get, this is probably the most common question that I get when people don't realize, and the first knot, or I should say the last knot of the tzitzis opens up. They didn't realize. Then what happens next is the second knot over the course of time, and that opens up. And then the wrappings start opening up, and then they finally catch it because it's like dragging almost to the ground. So then they get concerned, oh, maybe my tzitzis aren't kosher. This is a very common question I get on the Hilchos Tzitzis, and I don't get a lot of tzitzis questions. But of those questions, that's what I get. And he says here, not a problem, don't worry. And it's right here. Be comfortable where it says right here in Sif Koton Samechei. He says that it's not Ma'akev Medina, it's not going to prevent the tzitzis from being kosher. Rakul mitzvah in the mufcha, that's the best way to do the mitzvah. Why is this? Ki achamisha ksharim. This is very important to know now. We wear tzitzis every day, Baruch Hashem. Even tefillin we don't wear every day, but tzitzis we do. Ki achamisha ksharim. So let's remember this. We have the five knots, which are to remind us of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Five knots, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Ukfilas Aksharim, and the doubling of the Ksharim, which is now 10. Okay, let's take out the calculators here. She'oyle Yud. So we have 10 now. Rebez Asara Sfirois of Shalakodesh Baruch Hu, Kedis Mesimin. So he doesn't say here, which I saw other places, of the Esther Dibros, right? We have also coming up to Echad Miadeya, right? So that's Asar Dibros, but here he says the 10 spheres. Okay, so we're getting a whole different level now. 10 spheres.
That's amazing.
Okay, then he says further, which will be elaborated, we'll discuss this more in Simul Chavdalid. Now, what's the reason for the chulius? He says, look in the Beis Yosef. The rabbis look in the Beis Yosef. But what we need to take out from Sifkot and Samechei is that if it opens up, it's still kosher. Just as long as all the way close to the Beged, you still have your kesher there. That's what you need. You need a kesher by the Beged. Sifkot and Samechvav. Rakshiyu. Amad Isa Besif Yud Gimel. And this that it says in Sif Yud Gimel, Shim Korach Afilu Chulya Echod. We said in Sif Yud Gimel, if you wrap even one time, Evar Eshoy Sadov. Now let's explain what we discussed in the previous halach. And he says like this, Ki Kimlu Chazal Debinu Tzitzis Gedil. Chazal say, but since it has to be Gedil, this we're touching here, Gedil means wrapped. Vahainu Shiyeh Muchruch. Kricha. The string has to be wrapped. You should make strings, wrappings for yourself. That's a pasuk. So, on the mitzvah of tzitzis, has two things you need. You need what? You need wrappings, gedilim, and you also need tzitzis. That's to be straight. With the rice of letter of the law of the Torah, you don't have a, there's no specific measurement for the gedil. El afilu im loy korach rak sholish krichos. But even if you only wrap sholish krichos, three krichos. V'asa gabein kashil amayla, and you made. So let's say like this. You tied the knot. You made two ksharim. The second kasher, we're starting from the beginning. You have your hole. We know where the hole is because we discussed that yesterday. It's on the corner, the konof, the corner. You take your four strings that you cut beforehand and you put them through the hole. Now you have eight strings, four on each side. Then now what are you going to do? You're going to make a kesher. L'shei mitzvah tzitzis, you said already, because before you put it through the hole, even you want to say l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, you make your kesher and you make a second kesher to make sure the first one stays intact, and then you make a chul, you make a wrapping. That is the gedilim of Gedilim Tasaloch. Gedilim is to be wrapped, making the wrapping. The Gam Zehu Halach L'Moshe Sinai. This is Halach L'Moshe Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Moshe, I want to teach you something. I want to teach you the mitzvah of tzitzis. And this is how you make tzitzis. This is what you do. You make the knots, and you make a wrapping around the knot. And then what do you do afterwards? Another knot. And we make two afterwards to make sure it stays intact. You fulfill the halachic deraisa of gedil of the rabbing bazeh kivar nigmar hamitzah deraisa. Now you're ready to fulfill. Excuse me for my voice, I'm a little cold here. You fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis min deraisa. So if you stop right there and you wear your tzitzis, you fulfill mitzvah deraisa. That's it. Vizel tam nishdivri shulchan aruch sham. That's what the shulchan aruch is saying in the simin yigim. Now that's what he said. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos and you start making your tzitzis. And mommy, she pashut after run the shul. It's almost shkia. Stop what you're doing. You're wearing your kosher tzitzis and you're good. After Shabbos, you'll fix it. What do you have right now? You have two knots. You have, let's say, a wrapping, or they say said three wrappings, a wrapping, and another two knots. So that's it. You're good. What about it? 7, 8, 11, 13? That's the Ikir Adin. That's the best way to do it. But you're 100% wearing and fulfilling mitzvah deraisa of a four-corner garment with the tzitzis. Lot says by b'shavus levarich, and you can go out, nushus harabim, deraisa, you can make a bracha. V'yoyse toiv shiase oz gam akesh arishon shekoydim acholim. Kvo shon onoyik. Make also the kesher, the first kesher, shekoydim acholim, before the acholim. That's what we have the minhag do. Kidei lotzes gam das mitzvah zapoyskim shesoyim shal zal yidei zeh akesher kinu chazal du deraisa. So basically he's saying, make sure you have the wrappings surrounded by ksharim on each side. That's really how we pass. Now, b'chol zeh is midaraisa. This is all midaraisa. Av midarabonin tzarech lasa shlish gidil u'shnei shlishim psil. But midarabonin, your tzitzis have to be a third gidil. What is a gidil? The wrappings, excellent, right? You wrap, and then two-thirds hanging down straight. That's what tzitzis is. Gedilim taseloch is the wrappings. You have to word tzitzis means that to be straight. Two-thirds straight, one-third wrappings. That's midrabban. V'kevin sh'oyrich achutun hu yud beis gudlun. Since we said earlier in Sif Dalet that the length of the tzitzis, the strings is 12 gudlin. What's a gudl? Your thumb knuckle. So 12 gudlin, right? Is the length of what you're wearing. Yaseh dal gudlin gedil. And we just said it has to be a third wrappings. Make four gudlin wrappings. Shehem ha-krichos. V'yashir ches gudlin chutin nefrodim. And you have eight gudlin straight without wrappings. That's how you beautify the tzitzis. Now I just want to point out, it's easy to remember this, because how many strings do you have in one corner on each side? You have eight, four and four, right? So the eight is the length of the two-thirds straight. You hear that? Right? Just quick math. And the four wrappings, four gudlin of the wrappings. So there's eight. It's eight gudlin straight, and I'm just giving a simon to remember, and it's eight strings on the bottom. Let's just finish here. V'alkein im also chul yachas beres Shabbos im chashecha. You made one wrapping erev Shabbos with right before Shabbos. Tzorich l'hashem tekev achar Shabbos after Shabbos with the rabbanim. Make sure you fix it. The lavachi who over al divrei chachamim. Now min deraisa you're good. But after Shabbos, you want to make sure you fix it right away. Why? Because you want to be over the words of Chacham. We also do the Rabbanans, right?
Of course.
When you're fixing it, you have to be the Shema.
Yes. When you continue,
you have to say it.
You should say L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. Yeah, you should say L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. Then he says, there are those that make a mistake with the wrappings. And it looks like we will stop here at the bottom. We'll just finish one here. Last if cut in Samach Zayin, it'll pick up from, let's see, Samach Zayin, Samach Ches. Oh, let's go a little further. Okay. Then we said the Roichav, we said here, Rakshiu Kola Karach Vaksharim, Roichav Arba Gudlim, the length should be four Gudlim. V'anav Shmoin, like we just explained, Hainu Lechatchila, V'diyevet Afilim Karach Ruboy Kosher. But b'di'evit, if you wrapped majority of it, we just said it should be two-thirds not wrapped. But let's say you did wrap the majority of your strings, it's still kosher. Da'koponim, yesh kan gam kein psil. You still have psil. You still have straight strings. Avlim korech kulo is possible. But if you wrap the whole entire, all the strings you have is all wrappings, no, that's possible. Tzivkot n'samich ches, arba gudlim. The first top should be four gudlim. Imaksharm with the knots. You measure the wrappings with the knots. V'rayim hemna kosav shiya ben kesher le kesher kimole a gudl. In between each kesher should be the thickness of your thumb knuckle. Kosav arosh shiya kol chulis b'shovet. And the rosh says that all of your chulis, all of the wrappings should be the same distance. Now, how are you going to manage that? The first is seven. What we're going to see soon, the way we do it, most of us, right? Then eight, then 11, and 13. So how are you going to manage to do what the Rosh says? To make them all the same? He says, because Shazel noy tzitzis. That's noy. That's how you beautify that tzitzis. I personally thought not like that. What do I know? I thought that if you make them all tight next to each other, That's noy tzitzis. The way that to satisfy the Rosh is he says v'imkein ba'avi arishin yasa krichas rechoikim zem yiseh. Make them a little this. In other words, like this. Make the wrappings of the first 7 and 8 a little distance from each other. Make them looser. Don't bunch them together like I thought what you should do, because then they all look the same. But if you want to have an agudal, they should all be the thumb knuckle distance from one wrap, from one kesher to the next, from one knot to the next. How are you going to do that? So by the 7, the first wrappings, and by the 8, make them looser. So this way they can be spread apart. Is it clear what I'm saying? Right? That's what he says. That's the Rosh. He says, "When came the aver rishon yasa krichas rechaykim zemizev achakach b'chol aver yois mekoyrov," and then afterwards, by the 11 and 13, bunch those together, tie those closer together. Then you have, like the Rosh, to have the space of the knuckle between. We'll stop here.
It seems like a tear cut.